Gone through the wrong hole. Hey, I'm burned. up standing by the door. Look out window, I can see his shadow. In the dark subway window, I can see. Oh, I can see. That's the station where I meet up him before. I can hear him calling my name. For the dark with subway noise, I can hear. Oh, I can hear. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Jesus, Jesus, back. Jesus, back. In a subway, standing by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark, subway window. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm
Mojo beat. Check the record, see with the dancing beat. Hey, what do you see? Mojo working on you.
Yeah.
answer?
Well, how did he dance?
Close, very, very close.
Do the murder, do the murder, do the murder, do the murder, go to the girl, do the girl, go to the girl.
Bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
And that, my friends, is how you start a show as perfectly as possible. Rolled right in to some 5, 6, 7, 8s. I pulled up their Teenage Mojo workout album. I played some of my all-time favorites. I'm Blue, which I love. Green Onions, which I love. In the Subway, which I love. And just for the heck of it, I had to throw in the titular Teenage Mojo Workout. Now you might be saying, who are you, what are you, and why are you? Well, my name's Mal. This is Saki Bama Gogo, show 128. And the why? Why not? Why not play some of the bands you might not have heard of, mostly from Japan, sometimes from Korea. All good. That is what this show is dedicated to. And I talk a little bit because I gotta. It's a therapeutic outlet for me. I don't know about all that, but I know I can't stop, so I guess it's something. What can I tell you? I can tell you I'm going to play some more music right now. I will say, if you're listening in the future, if we've all lived through this, and by this I mean the heat wave that Florida is experiencing right now, and you're probably like, well, yeah, Florida's always hot. No, not this hot. This week has been devastating. I'm expecting rolling blackouts and rolling brownouts because the air conditioner, it ain't keeping up anymore. And I have a newer air conditioner, and it ain't keeping up anymore. It's slowly, the temperature's rising up to like 76, 77, and it's working, and it doesn't stop because outside is like 10 million degrees, and it's raining lava. And then slowly as the night progresses, it goes back down to 76 and keeps working. It's like, I'm trying. Then it goes down to 75. And that's where it's set at. So then, 74, 75 is where it kicks off. But I freaked out yesterday because I thought I had to do some more emergency triage. If you're listening from another part of the world, if you live in Florida for any given amount of time, you become very adept at doing emergency triage on an air conditioning unit. You just have to live. Yeah. Literally, if it goes out, you're going to like just lay there dying in bed with the fans and everything blowing. So you quickly learn how to reset the breakers and blow air through the tube that has the water coming out that might be freezing it up. And then you check the things, make sure the outside thing is gone. And you learn all these things really quick and check the filter and oh my God. And then do the reset thing. And it turned out, I did all that yesterday in a panic, and it turns out, no, it's just so hot. The air conditioning can't keep up. Oh, Florida, you so crazy. Here's some more crazy. I think I should do the crazy. Should I do the bat? I've already said it. I can't unsaid it. Here they are.
Bring out your date!
Yeah. heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockyhara out a four-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a four-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable.
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Double Flesh Fetish. American International Pictures offer two extreme tales of shock.
Super Shock 1.
The ultimate nightmare.
Cannibal Girls.
There is never a meat shortage for cannibal girls.
The sound of a bell will warn you when to close and open your eyes.
When it rings, close your eyes and try to forget.
Cannibal Girls.
Super Shock 2. You may never sleep again after experiencing raw meat.
I imagine as each one died,
the others ate him.
Raw meat, a bloody cut above, from the land of the hungry dead. Cannibal Girls and Raw Meat, together a full color.
Double Flesh Fetish.
Rated R from American International Pictures.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
There we go. Pure aggression. That was The Bat off of their official The Bat Club album. I played Batmobile, Blues Theme, Summertime Blues, and Jailhouse Rock. Man, I like that band. I hope they bring out lots of very angry, very loud, very crazy music for a long, long time. I was thinking back about the week, because you know, a lot of times I like to just talk about stuff that's going on the week, and you know, nothing really a whole lot that's going on with our Nintendo or the... I am kind of lining up getting a Japanese Sega Saturn and some games. I don't know when I'm going to do that or if I should do that, to be honest with you. I've talked many times about the exchange students that are part of our lives that live in Japan. They stay with us for a year and they're back in Japan, but obviously, you know, it's no big deal if I wire them some money and just say, hey, grab a system and as many games as you can get for X, you know, here's $400, go crazy. But, I'm looking at all my game systems and all the games I have everywhere, and I'm like, I don't know. Should I not? Part of me says do it because you can always just sell it anyway. But part of me is also like, I was just crying in my other show about how I'm tired of moving all this heavy stuff and I want to buy more heavy stuff. Although a game system in some games isn't heavy, it all adds in. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait till I'm relocated, then I'll do it, because that way, hopefully the pandemic will have ceased a little bit, so I don't feel like I'm endangering her life by asking her to go pick up the games in the system, you know. And it's no big deal because I've been to Japan a lot of times. Not like one, two, four times, three times, four times. I don't care. Something like that. I've been there often, and it's like these systems in these stores are like everywhere, you know. And it's not like here in America, when you're going to these retro game stores, you're like, ugh. The prices are crazy town. I was in numerous shops in Japan where they just had piles of game systems and piles of games, and it was economical. They don't put the value on the old games quite like Americans do. Now, they might be going up in price a little bit more. I don't know. The last time I was there was 2018, and prices were still very, very reasonable. So I kind of think... I think the shipping is what gets us. Like, I could probably go buy all this kind of stuff online and they'll just charge me to ship it and it'll be a little bit more expensive, but I don't know. What are you going to do? These are the kind of decisions you want to have to labor over. I'm sure I'll do it because what? I'm known for doing dumb stuff. Not dumb stuff is some music. Here is, let's say play some Ginny Oops. Yeah, let's do some Ginny Oops.
Hey, Napoleon. What'd you do all last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska, hunting wolverines.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
What kind of gun did you use?
A freaking 12 gauge, what do you think?
back up! Everybody freeze. Everybody down on the ground.
Well, which is it, young feller? You want I should freeze or get down on the ground? Mean to say, if I freeze, I can't rightly drop. And if I drop, I'm going to be in motion. You see?
Shut up!
Okay, then.
Wonderful. That was Ginny Oops from their Eat Your Brain CD. I played, I think it's Ho Communication. It's hard to, it says H-O, and then it goes into the kanji, but I almost remember it being that. Then I played Hey You, then I played No More Candy, and then I played Time Passes. But there's an extra E in there, but I'm still saying Time Passes. That's what I'm going to go with. If I'm wrong, sorry, Ginny Oops. You know you're still one of my favorites. I'm trying to think what else. There's a big thing I wanted to talk about, but I'm not going to talk about it this week because I'm already kind of short on time. It's a very, like, an ethical question. And, you know, those always, lots of things, lots of ins and outs, lots of things to discuss. So I'm going to go ahead and save that for some other time. I will say, make sure you're going to check out Time Bomb Records in Tokyo and Osaka. They have a new site. They have all kinds of cool music. If you want to go check out their vinyl, just hit them up. It's not that hard. They'll give you the shipping, and you'll have some very cool stuff. And I'm not getting paid to say that. I just, that's where I get a lot of my cool stuff. They're always taking care of me for money. And I'm not getting freebies, trust me. Although I should do a montage of all the times I've mentioned on air to go to Time Bomb. And then I say, hey, for all this free airtime, can I get anything? And they'll probably be like, nah, you can get a sticker if you spend $100 or more. And I'll be like, damn it. I need to leverage my marketing abilities, and that's all lies. Enough of my talking. Let's play some music on out of here. I think we're going to go with some Lulu's Marble let's play some Astro Babies. Yeah, it's going to be one of those two. But anyway, thanks for listening. This has been Saki Bama Gogo. I am getting very close to launching this on a separate site, so it'll be out on all the Podbean and Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to be branching this show out into some other areas. So if you do really like this show and you want to tell people how to look it up, rather than going through the archives, it'll be its own freestanding thing, and you'll be able to grab it from a lot of different areas. Not ready yet, but hopefully very soon. I did the hard part. Now I just got to do the easy part and then click go. And you'll be surprised how long that'll take me. Trust me. Enough talking. Here's some tunes. I will see you next week, one and all. Thanks for listening. I'm
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.